Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 1 to 4, it reads, "And the word of the Lord came to Jehu, son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Since I exalted you out of the dust, and you made a leader over my people Israel, you have walked in the way of Jeroboam, and have made many people in Israel to sin, provoking me to anger with their sins. Behold, I will utterly sweep away Baasha and his house, and I will make your house like a house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. Anyone belonging to Baasha who dies in this city, the dog shall eat, and anyone of his who dies in the field, the birds of the heavens shall eat." Leaders have responsibility. They cannot shun it. They cannot pass it off. They can't ignore it. If they do, they are in dire consequences for both the people they were supposed to lead and themselves. The flesh loves to be fed the praise of the flesh and finds hollow satisfaction in the feeding process. The hollow satisfaction cannot last and leaves the finder desiring more praise, which eventually controls their every waking moment. The sins of leadership do affect the people in the land. If I am a father, and I am, the sins in my life will affect my wife. They'll affect my children. There's no possible way that I can live in a bubble and not have it affect the people around me that I love, that I care for. One of the greatest things I can do to demonstrate love to my family is to walk with God and to do things correctly. We don't use our family for status. We don't use people in life to make sure that we're okay. We love people. We don't use God for a status. We don't use Him to make sure we're okay. We love God. We learn to be content in every situation and live in a way that points to God no matter what's going on. Whether it be leadership in a family or leadership in a church or leadership in a nation, leaders will answer to God and be accountable for how the people responded. Because our actions do affect other people, and they affect them in a way that draws them to God or pushes them away from God. And either way, we'll be held accountable. Now, we're not responsible for other people's decisions. I'm not saying that. However, our actions do have consequences that go beyond our life. And when we cause a young one to stumble, it'd be better that a millstone be tied around our neck and us thrown into abyss than to have done that. Well, I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.